Football on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store.
And you're very welcome along to the Football Betting Show on Off the Ball, streamed every week live across our social channels on Off the Ball, on Twitter, on Facebook, on YouTube. We're here on a Thursday. Why are we here on a Thursday? Of course, no Premier League action. The Republic of Ireland playing Northern Ireland tonight. I'm John Duggan. Remember, this show is for over 18s, folks. Never bet more than you can afford. I'm joined this week by the co-host of Off the Ball AM, Owen Sheehan.
Thanks for having me, John.
Owen, you're back.
I am. Who would have thought that 2 weeks after I sat in this chair, I will be back in the very same chair. I thought some of the nonsense I was spouting would probably result in a 2 month suspension.
Owen, you're entertaining. That's all I will say, Owen. I also joined on Skype by Leon Blanche of Ball Sports. Leon, how are you?
I'm doing well, John. How are you?
Not too bad, Leon. And I think, Leon, when we were talking about the Republic of Ireland, we're always interested to see, does the national team attract a lot of money? We had the international extravaganza that was the World Cup in the summer. Of course, there's a huge betting interest in that. But when it comes to the national team, are people patriotic? Do they, you know, put money on their own team?
I just lost you there, John. But I think you were asking me about the Ireland and Northern Ireland game. 25 years, obviously, since that historic night from the Republic of Ireland's perspective when they got that 1-1 draw in Windsor Park. But looking at Ireland at the moment, it doesn't give you much cause for optimism. Maybe a couple of younger lads might get a run out tonight, which I hope they do. The likes of Maguire and Robinson have done okay when they've come off the bench in the last couple of games. Maguire 11-2 to score first, Robinson 13-2. But Ireland are favourites. I find it hard to see why you would back Ireland tonight. I think it's going to be a dull affair. I don't see a lot of goals. And if anything, I think Northern Ireland at 3-1 look a bit of value.
Leon, I was just asking before the connection interrupted, do you see a lot of money for the national team in international markets? Do Irish people get patriotic about betting on their own team? Have we seen an increase in interest since the World Cup?
I'd have to say no, John. There's not a lot of people backing Martin O'Neill's men in any type of game, and especially not a friendly game. Against Northern Ireland. Look, I think this game, I think the last time they played a game was 7 years ago. It was an entirely different prospect then. And looking at the Irish team at the moment, they're playing some dreadful football. There doesn't seem to be an awful lot of unity together. They seem to be, not the players and management, there seems to be a bit of a gap between them. I'm not looking forward to tonight. I'm going to watch it. But I think it could be a long 90 minutes, as was the Wales game. And as was the Denmark game in October.
Owen, when we're talking about football, obviously we need to recap on last weekend's Premier League action. What was your opinion of the shakeout with Manchester City winning, Liverpool winning, Tottenham winning, but Chelsea and Arsenal only drawing?
Yeah, I think we're starting to see the top two emerge at this point. I think Chelsea's unbeaten run is probably the most untrue thing we've ever seen at the start of a Premier League season, that a team would go 12 games unbeaten and you automatically have to say, well, that team have a chance of winning the Premier League. I think on the evidence of the weekend, Chelsea don't have a chance of winning the Premier League. It is Liverpool and Manchester City, and it is going to be a four fighting for two places in the rest of the top four. And I think that dichotomy between them is quite clear at this point. We've seen Arsenal falter recently. We have seen Spurs stutter over the line. I mean, Juan Foyth has been the epitome of what Spurs have been over the last week and a half or so, with that incredible evening for him in Wolves, and incredible in a bad way, despite the fact that, you know, they still got the win that day. And then an incredibly bad start to the game last weekend, but then he ended up scoring the winner. And I think that sums up Spurs' season, that they're going to have so many highs like that, and they're going to have a number of lows, like Arsenal will, like Chelsea will, and obviously like Manchester United have already seen so far this season. So it's very much a two and a four, and those four fighting for those two spots. I've got a sneaky suspicion that Manchester United might sneak that fourth spot by the end of the season, and Chelsea will be in there as well, with the two North London clubs dropping out. But I think it was just a weekend where it hammered home that at the top of the table, if we were under any illusions whatsoever, which I'm sure most people weren't, but it's going to be Manchester City and Liverpool going for the top spot.
Leon, what do you want to add to that?
Yeah, look, I just think, John, I think Man City 7-2 on favourites, Liverpool 4-1, and Chelsea are as big as 20-1. So it goes to show you the gap in betting, certainly between City and Liverpool and the rest of the Premier League. But I still think Man City will win the league, John. Very surprised if they can't do it. They've just got the best squad. They're playing the best football. Liverpool were a little bit lucky. Fulham should have been 1-0 up. Sessegnon Young missed a sitter. And then that goal that was given offside, I don't know how the linesman gave it, but he did. And then Liverpool broke up the park and scored after 9.5 seconds after that goal was disallowed. So Liverpool are going well. It's been their best start in God knows how many years. They've only conceded 5 goals in 12 games. But unfortunately for Liverpool and their fans, they've come up against one of the best footballing sides that the Premier League has ever seen.
Well, be sure, folks, to get in touch with your predictions on the international markets. Republic of Ireland against Northern Ireland. Who's going to score any time? Who's going to be the first goal scorer? What do you think of the match odds? Any brilliant bets from the other Nations League games on tonight, the likes of Spain and Croatia? I think Austria are playing Bosnia. We got England against USA in the friendly. We've got, of course, Wales and Denmark tomorrow. Get in touch on our social channels at Off the Ball on Twitter, on Facebook, and on YouTube. But let's just get to the offer of the week, first of all, from you, Leon. The Republic of Ireland against Northern Ireland tonight at the Aviva Stadium. It's a 7:45 start. And I believe we have a situation where we had the Republic of Ireland to win to nil, was 2-1, and it's now 3-1.
Yeah, look, I mean, I suppose, John, looking at it from an Irish perspective, we don't score many. And bar that, well, bar two games, the horrific second leg against Denmark in the Aviva, and then obviously when we played Wales in the first game of this new format. But since then, and even before then, we don't concede a lot of goals, but we don't score a lot of goals. I think if from an Irish perspective, we'd love a 1-0 win. We take any type of victory at the moment. It seems so long since we've actually won a game. So we're enhancing Ireland to win to nil, 2-1, out to 3-1, offtheball.com/Boyle Sports. Northern Ireland, I don't think they're going to score a lot of goals either, John. I'd be looking at maybe under 1.5, definitely under 2.5 goals. I don't see there being more goals than that. I see it being a very drab affair. And certainly it's going to be a long 90 to 95 minutes for me tonight watching it.
And Leon, I think if you bet €10 with offtheball.com/ballsports, you get €50 credit, is that correct?
Yeah, you bet 10, John, new account holders, you get €50 worth of free bets. So if you don't have a Boyle Sports account, open one up, bet 10, get €50 worth of free bets, offtheball.com/ballsports.
I just think we're feeling all very subdued here last week. And the reason for that, and Owen Sheehan is exempt from that, although he did, predict Sadio Mane to be the first scorer in the Liverpool
Arsenal
game.
Which he was.
And he's not letting that go. And he's been saying that every day in the office. He's been coming in here. The first thing he said to everybody in the office when he's come in is that, well, yeah, Mane was the first goal scorer.
So I got it on a T-shirt.
He's living in a Brexit-style delusion, Leon. but let's go through last week's bets, because we need to, you know, I think with betting, and I think it's very important for people to learn that you need to be very upfront about your losses. Like, I know myself, I had this absolute gut thing that Cardiff would win last week, and they didn't deserve to beat Brighton, but I should have gone with my gut. Instead, I went for Tottenham and Crystal Palace to draw. Actually, it was a really weird feeling, even watching the thing as a Spurs supporter. Never really bet on your team either way. But also, go with your gut. And also, you need to front up if you do have losses. Now, I've had winners 3 weeks out of 5 here in the presenter's chair. I'm in profit. I don't know about the rest of you guys. But I think it's important for people to front up on their losses, and I think that's what we're going to do now. We'll just go through last week's bets just to show the kind of unpredictability of what can happen in football. So, Leon, you went for Arsenal, Chelsea and Tottenham in a treble. Arsenal let you down. They drew with Wolves.
And Chelsea let me down. They drew nil all with
Everton. Yeah.
So two home teams, and his own alluded to a little bit earlier on, you cannot afford to drop points. Chelsea against Everton and Arsenal against Wolves, respectively, if you want to have any aspirations of winning the Premier League. And even when you're looking at a top four spot, these are the type of games that you must be winning at home. I disagree with Owen. I think Spurs will finish in the top four at the expense of Manchester United.
I would agree with that, Leon. I think Spurs will finish in the top four as well. Philip Egan went for West Ham, I think at Huddersfield, and Watford at Southampton. Neither of those came true. I went for Crystal Palace against Tottenham to be a draw. That wasn't obviously the most inspired thing with Juan Fyth scoring, which is great for Spurs to win at Crystal Palace. And Kevin Kilbane went for Tottenham, Manchester City and West Ham, and like Phil, the Hammers let him down. So 5 weeks in the presenter's chair, 3 winners, but as I said, you've got to be upfront about your losses here in betting, folks, because there's always another day, and if you're only betting to small stakes, you generally should be okay. But hopefully now, folks, we'll make some more money on the international markets this week.
The Friday Football Betting Show.
Thanks to the Boyle Sports Bet Builder. Combine multiple selections into one single bet at one great price. Try it today at offtheball.com/Boyle Sports.
Now, what should the Republic of Ireland team be tonight against Northern Ireland? Should Obafemian be in the team? Should Quaven Kelleher be involved? What do you think? Get in touch with your predictions, folks. Who should be in the team to Off the Ball on the social channels, on YouTube, on Facebook and on Twitter? But Owen Sheehan, 7.45 start time at the Aviva tonight. Ball Sports odds for this. Republic of Ireland 11-10, Northern Ireland 3-1, the draw is 19-10. Glenn Whelan's last game is 85th cap for the Republic of Ireland, Owen. And you've grown up with Glenn Whelan.
Yeah, I've grown up. And that's the danger of growing up with Glenn Whelan, because you're an impressionable young person and you receive what you see on the television, you consume what is said about Glenn Whelan, and quite often, as a young person, you take that as fact. You see Eamon Dunphy sitting in his chair and you say, this guy owns two Ferraris, he's a terrible footballer, etc, etc. And you're like, well, he's saying it on television, so it must be true. And then you grow a little older and you gain some critical thinking skills and you start to realise, actually, Glenn Whelan got unfairly maligned for the majority of his Ireland career, if not all of his Ireland career. And it is actually kind of sad to look back on his career and not really giving him the respect he deserved. Like, we're not going to sit here and say that he was like a Perlow-esque midfielder for the Republic of Ireland. He was an effective midfielder in a role that he was asked to do for 84 games, and for tonight, an 85th game. Of course, he didn't do it in all those 84 games, but getting us qualified for Euro 2012 and beyond was kind of a moment that you can actually say that was a poorish Ireland team in terms of the squads we've seen over the last 20 years, and they managed to play to a certain extent above their collective abilities. So I think Glenn Whelan deserves a lot more credit than he's got down through the years, and I think even going a little bit further than that, I think that he shouldn't be there should be far less poison spouted around the name of Glenn Whelan.
Leon Blanche, looking tonight with these foreign cap players, Quaven Kelleher, Michael Obafemi, Jimmy Dunn and Ryan Manning, would you be hoping to see, especially as a Liverpool fan, Quaven Kelleher or one of these lads involved in a game which, you know, means a lot from a pride perspective but not from a competitive perspective?
Yeah, well, I think, John, these are the only kind of international games that you are now given the chance to see what the young lads can do, so certainly they should be getting some game time tonight. Obviously the comments around Obafemi, it's disappointing that even if he plays tonight, he's not going to travel with the squad to face Denmark in Copenhagen on Monday night. It's just another problem that we have, John, at the moment. I think the way the side is playing, a lot of these young lads who are on the borderline in terms of who will they decide to play for, they just don't look at Ireland as an enticing prospect at the moment, even though their chances of getting game time is far greater with our team than especially England or even other nations. So look, it'll be interesting to see what Martin O'Neill does. I agree with Owen. I think Glenn Whelan has been a tremendous servant to the green shirt. I thought he was instrumental in qualifying us for the Euros in 2012 and the Euros in 2016. I thought his role in front of the back four, he played a pivotal role. I was hoping to see Declan Rice take on that mantle as being our man in front of the back four. I think he's got more about him as a footballer in terms of he's got a better array of passing than Glenn might have had. But I think certainly it's a night to give Glenn Whelan a good send-off, similar to what the FA are doing for Wayne Rooney. He makes his 120th cap tonight. But it's a serious achievement for any footballer to get 85 caps for your country.
Owen Sheehan, when I'm looking at Northern Ireland, a bit like ourselves, really good qualifying campaign for the World Cup until the last match against Switzerland, they lost the playoff, and then two defeats, I think, to Bosnia, and one to Austria in the Nations League so far. We got Bobby Burns and Niall McGinn playing well, but I think always the star man when it comes to Northern Ireland, Owen, is their manager, Michael O'Neill. So would you expect them to be competitive tonight against us here?
100%. And I think when Leon says at the start of the show that 3-1 for Northern Ireland is a value bet, I'd certainly go along with that, which is ironic given I think my bet that I'm actually tipping this week is the Republic of Ireland. But they have far more of a chance, than 3-1 would suggest. What I'm very interested in tonight is this kind of romantic notion that we all have of Michael O'Neill, that if you picked up somebody and spoke to them on the street and said to them, who would you replace Martin O'Neill with if he was to leave right now? A lot of people would say Michael O'Neill. Michael O'Neill and Stephen Kenny are the buzzwords. And I'd be very interested to see tonight, now that we can see the drab, dour style of Martin O'Neill, as it's been often referred to, up against the exciting style, which is often Michael O'Neill's style has been referred to. On the other side, how different are these two things? My suspicion is that we aren't actually that divergent, and that there has been a bit of frostiness between Michael and Martin O'Neill over the last 12 months, but they're more similar than they think, and they're more similar than a lot of us think.
Leon Blanche, great to see Robbie Brady and Seamus Coleman back tonight. I think we've been missing them badly.
Yeah, look, we have been missing them badly, John. I mean, look, they're two proven international players. I think when Robbie is fit and fully fit, he'll get his game in that Burnley side. Seamus Coleman, obviously, is now captain of Everton, even under the new manager, Marco Silva. It was a big vote of confidence for him. And I think even the likes of James McCarthy, John, it'd be great to see him get a couple of games injury-free ahead of the qualifiers, which, of course, will start next March. We can't afford to be missing any, even one of those players, because we're not blessed with a squad that's full of talent. And let's be fair about that too. I think a lot of us expect a bit more from the lads than what they're actually capable of. But I think from an Irish fans perspective, and what we can all expect as a minimum, is our team to have an identity. And unfortunately, under Martin O'Neill, the last four, maybe five games, they just don't seem to know what they're doing. They seem to be just going along from game to game. So I'm not looking forward to tonight's game, and I'm certainly not looking forward to Copenhagen on Monday night, because I feel we could get a bit of a spanking over there.
Oh, well, now that could be a dead rubber by the time we get to Monday night, and the Denmark-Wales game tomorrow night being determinant of that. But do you see Martin O'Neill and Roy Keane being under more pressure in a week's time than they are now? Or do you just see that they're going to be relegated probably from this Nations League group and be still here for the Euros? They'll be here for the draw on December 2nd, and then they'll be here for the Euros on in March.
What I'm about to say is a really sad indictment of where we may be as a footballing nation, but I've got a feeling that Martin O'Neill and Roy Keane are in more trouble if Monday night is not a dead rubber. If we've got to go to Copenhagen and try and win, we will get, as Leon says, torn to shreds. Last year when we went to Copenhagen, we didn't have to win. It was the first leg where we went, and we kind of sat back, and we're good at that. We're good at not conceding from the off, of course, in the home leg. As soon as Denmark drew level, then we had to go on the attack from that point. And we saw how we were absolutely pulverised from that point on. If we have to do that from minute zero in Copenhagen next Monday night, we are in big trouble. So in a strange way, I'm almost hoping, for Martin O'Neill and Roy Keane's sake, that it is a dead rubber and that we won't get hammered again, because I feel that if we've got something to play for, we will get destroyed. And then they will be under big pressure, because how can you possibly stand over three destructions in the space of 1 year? Denmark twice and Wales once. You could almost say Wales a second time, but the scoreline didn't really represent it in the Aviva Stadium, their dominance that night. So they're obviously under humongous pressure. Like, they get paid to get us into a position where we should be pushing for close to a top spot in League B. They're certainly not expected to get relegated into League C and ultimately have to rub shoulders with the likes of Norway and Albania or what have you, or Gibraltar, it'll actually be, we could possibly get in League C. So that's not where Irish football should be at in the view of the FAI or in the view of Martin O'Neill and Roy Keane. So yes, of course they're under pressure. We're going to get relegated.
Leon Blanche, when I'm looking at the other markets, apart from the match odds market tonight, I'm looking at Michael Obafemi to score at any time, 3-1. James McLean, 7-2, of course, against a country he knows well. Robbie Brady, 4-1. Seamus Coleman coming back, 12-1. Anything that catches your fancy in these other markets apart from the match odds?
Well, I think with James McLean, John, it's obviously a huge night for him. He will relish this game, even though it's called a friendly. It certainly won't be a friendly to plenty of players taking part tonight. But him at 7-2, I'd like to see him, John, play a bit further forward. I don't see him being a left wing back. I think you're taking away a lot of the stuff that he does best, and that's create havoc in the final third. Sometimes people say he gives you an awful lot of energy with not much direction, but I disagree. I think when you look at the goal he scored against Wales when we had to win that night, it was a very, very expertly taken finish. And he does have goals in his locker. He scored another great goal away to Austria in that qualifying campaign. So McLean has got goals, but I seriously think you should be playing him further up the field. I wouldn't mind seeing Robbie Brady as our left wing back, because I think that suits Robbie. I think having the ball and looking forward is better for Robbie than when I saw him either play in the right wing, or sometimes Martin put him in the middle of the park. I think Robbie Brady would fit the left wing back role exactly as a left wing back should be. Good going forward, okay coming back, but a very, very good passer and a very good deliverer of the ball. So hopefully McLean plays a bit further forward, and 7-2 to score any time. If he plays further up the pitch, that could be a bet worth taking on.
So, Leon, quick prediction on tonight's game?
I hate saying it, John, but I think it's going to be a low-scoring affair. I'm going to go on the draw. I'm not going to tip up Northern Ireland. So the draw for me at 19-10.
And Owen Sheehan, if it's in your bets, don't give it to us. But anything that you that might catch your briefly catch your eye in terms of who could score first or who could score any time or who's in form or whatever?
Not particularly, no. The one goal scorer that actually kind of caught my eye tonight is actually Wayne Rooney to score any time against the USA, which is just a little worse than evens.
Okay, so that England-USA game at 8 o'clock at Wembley, the Ball Sports odds for that, England 10-3 on the USA, 11-1, the draw is 15-4, that is a friendly. And in the Nations League, just let's go through the markets on the Nations League. Croatia against Spain, Spain 11-10, Croatia 13-5, the draw is 9-4. Belgium-Iceland, Belgium 6-1 on, Iceland 16-1, the draw is 6-1. Austria-Bosnia, Austria 21-20 on, Bosnia 14-5, the draw is 5-2. Greece-Finland, Greece even money, Finland 16-5, the draw 2-1, all with Ball Sports. Hungary-Estonia, Hungary 5-2 on, Estonia 8-1, the draw is 100-30. Kazakhstan-Latvia, for all you colourful people back in on that match, Kazakhstan 13-8 on, Latvia 9-2, the draw is 13-5. Andorra-Georgia, Andorra 12-1 for a shock, Georgia 3-1 on, the draw is 16-5. Luxembourg-Belarus, Luxembourg 15-8, Belarus 31-20, the draw 21-10. San Marino, Moldova, San Marino 25-1, Moldova 13-2 on, the draw 11-2. And on Friday, Wales versus Denmark in our Nations League group with Ball Sports, Wales 13-8, Denmark 9-5, the draw 2-1. Leon, what should be going in accumulators here? Any country that has been backed in the last 24 hours for these matches tonight?
There's a good bit of money, John, coming for Spain. Spain are coming closer and closer all the time now to even money. I think looking at the home leg in this group, Spain, of course, trashed Croatia 6-0. He's made a couple of squad changes. He's brought back Jordi Alba. He's left out Marcus Alonso from Chelsea. And I just fancy Spain to see off Croatia. Croatia were dreadful in that nil-all home game against England. Yes, there was no supporters there, but they never really got going. And I fancy Spain to be good enough to go to Croatia and actually qualify. I believe if they win tonight, they're through. So there's a big incentive for Spain to actually go and beat Croatia. They were a little bit lackluster against England. Maybe they thought they had England when they got beaten 3-2 at home. So this is a chance for Spain to rectify that. And another game I'm really looking forward to tomorrow night is Holland against France. I like what Holland are doing at the moment. They're definitely improving under Ronald Koeman. He seems to be getting an awful lot out of players that weren't playing that well for both club and country prior to him taking the reins. And then you look at France, John. You were lucky enough to be at the World Cup. They are the Rolls-Royce international side at the moment. They're 13-10. Holland are 21-10. And the draw is 23-10. I'm looking forward to watching that. I'll be flicking between that and Wales and Denmark. But liking what Koeman is doing at Holland at the moment.
Yeah, Leon, I think Frankie de Jong, he's the guy I'm most interested with at Holland at the moment. But yeah, I mean, the World Cup just feels like about 20 years ago. But yeah, I will be, before Christmas, I'll be getting out my mental DVDs and watching it all back, Leon, and then be writing my memoirs before I depart into the sunset of life. Owen Sheehan, I would agree with Leon that I think 11-10 is a good bet for Wayne Rooney.
That's 11-10 now.
No, sorry, 11-10 is Spain. 11-10 is Spain.
Yeah, but 21-20 now, John. They're just as I said, the market is kind of.
You moved it, Leon. You moved that market.
it's starting to shift them towards even money, and I think you might even get a little bit of 11-4. Maybe should I even say it 3-1 about Croatia at home.
Yeah, I think 11-10 on Spain is a good bet, and just over even money. Some silly nonsense about Wayne Rooney, should he be there or not? Just let him play. It's against the United States. You can obviously see there's probably commercial reasons or from an exposure point of view towards the MLS and all that kind of thing why he should be there. It's 120 caps rather than 119, so what? So yeah, I think that's a good bet from Owen this evening. But let's actually take a look at what we put our money where our mouth is in terms of actual bets this week. So Leon Blanche, you have gone for this week Armenia to win, Hungary to win, Greece to win, and Belgium to win, 100-30. Armenia, Hungary, Greece, and Belgium.
Yeah, look, John, I was trying to find some inspiration from these games, and I was looking at a couple of hopefully bankers. Most of my bets are playing at home. I think home advantage in these games is crucial. And one of them is away, but I'm just hoping, John, I can get off this losing streak. It's not going great at the moment. I'm going to hold my hands up. My tipping has been absolutely shocking. So I need a change in fortunes, and I'm going for 130 accumulator.
Leon, there's always another day. You're only as good as your last win. Keep the faith. I've been putting my neck on the line in this game for I don't know how many years now, and I'm still here, and I'm still wearing a jacket. Owen Sheehan, you've gone with Ireland to win under 2.5 goals at 12-5.
Yeah, hopefully I'll be able to buy a jacket after this one. They're 12-5, as you
a
say.
A green one,
exactly. I think if Ireland are going to win, it's going to be under 2.5 goals. I think Leon already said that there's a good chance it's probably going to be under 1.5 goals, but certainly under 2.5 goals. And I don't know, when it comes to this, I would not be surprised whatsoever. It's a nil-all draw. I just think when it comes to the value of that bet at that money, I think if you're going to have a pop at one of the teams, you put it at under 2.5 goals. I just got a feeling that Ireland aren't going to concede tonight. I think you've got more of a chance of it being a nil-all or an Ireland win than a Northern Ireland win, despite all the malaise we've viewed over the last month or two. I think I'm reading more into the Denmark performance and more into the Poland performance than into the two Wales performances. And I know that's selective memory, but sometimes selective memory is what you need to actually read into something. The return of Robbie Brady is going to be a boost. The Glenn Whelan send-off is going to be a bit of a boost. I think there's going to be a good old atmosphere tonight in the Aviva Stadium, an atmosphere that'll G them up. And I think they're going to nick a goal or two, and I think they're going to win this game tonight. The thing is, like, is Ireland one of the most unbackable teams at the moment in terms of predictability? Because that's what you want. You want sort of a straight line. And, you know, maybe I went for that rather than Rooney because it was a little, the odds are a bit better. There's a bit more value about it.
Also more patriotic, Owen Sheehan.
Yeah, like,
it's simple. Ireland are going to win tonight. The Republic of Ireland are going to win tonight. That's my bet. It's 11-10. We have to win a game under Martin O'Neill. If we got to start winning matches under Martin O'Neill. It can't go on. It just can't go on. That we've been playing the way we've been playing. We have to beat Northern Ireland. It's a friendly match. It doesn't mean anything. Go and win the game. 11-10. Simple as, folks. Brady, Coleman, McLean, go and do your job. Just get it done. Win the game. 11-10. Give us a winning bet. That's all we're asking for here on the Football Betting Show, okay?
And that is the end of our video message to the Ireland national football team.
And just before we go, Kevin Kilbane's bet. Kevin Kilbane has got Greece to win and Spain to win. So Spain, we're talking about, we're playing Croatia. And that was a good bet for Kevin to have.
Greece at home to Finland.
And Greece at home to Finland at even money. So that comes out at 4-1 after Kevin Kilbane to get off his losing streak. And that's why he's never here. Because when he does win, we'll start bringing him in and, like, you know, congratulating him and that kind of thing. Or Neroni Messi in here. But look, Leon, the best of luck with it. I hope you actually enjoy the match. I hope the match turns out as a better match than you're predicting tonight.
Hopefully so, John. But, I mean, there is a good game as well. If anyone wants to watch a Croatia v Spain, I think you'll see plenty of football in that encounter.
Okay, Leon, I'm surprised you're not wearing a Croatian or a Spanish jersey, to be honest. Like a certain personality at the World Cup in 2002 on the national broadcaster. But Owen Sheehan, thank you as well
thanks for having me, lads.
On the Football Betting Show. Now, of course, we'll be back for the Friday Football Betting Show on Friday week. That's November the 23rd, 12:30, to look ahead to all the Premier League action. Do have some fun and enjoyment, and never bet more than you can afford, and also try and get a win or two in the international markets. It's very simple. The Republic of Ireland will win tonight 11-10. That's all we're saying to you, and until next week, bye-bye.
The Friday Football Betting Show.
Thanks to the Boyle Sports Bet Builder. Combine multiple selections into one single bet at one great price. Try it today at offtheball.com/boilsports.